What is up, podcasters? My name's Hamish, and you're listening to The Trippy Traveller. Now, what you just heard was some low-budget, low-quality music, and as you can tell, still using an iPhone. But, like Gary V says, it's content. It's all about content. Not sure I can guarantee there's going to be quality content here, but I'm going to give it a nudge. So, yeah, The Trippy Traveller, what it's all about. My name's Hamish, like I said before, and I am a sucker for a travel. I'm a travel geek, and I absolutely love it. I'm also a podcast geek too. Been listening to podcasts for years and years, and always quite keen to, before I go somewhere, find out about where I'm traveling to. And always used to try and find podcasts that would give me decent information and be entertaining at the same time. Really struggled in that sector. Either they were just tedious, mundane, boring, or, I mean, very ill-informative. Not sure that's a word. You can fact check that one later. But I'm going to try and give to you some tips and some yarns about the places where I've been, and hopefully it gives you some benefit, either entertainment, laughing at me, with me, or if you are going to these countries or have been to these countries, you can get a bit of happiness out of it, bit of nostalgia. So today I'm going to start yarning about Montenegro, which is a beautiful country in the Balkans next to Croatia. So little bit of geography, not much, because I don't know much about it really. I know that it sits in the Bay of Kotor, and it's an absolute hotspot for cruise ships, super yachts, and tourists really, but it's at that for a reason. It's like postcard stuff. I got a taxi in from the airport, and you just, as soon as you hit the Bay of Kotor, you're just surrounded by these beautiful green lush mountains mixed with these jagged rocks, and like the shoreline comes right up to the mountains, or the whole the scenery is just lined with red roofs and stone churches, and there's this massive walled fortress that goes up into the hills, and it's called St. John's Fortress, and it looks over the little town. And there's also an old town part of Kotor, which is like a walled off area. It's sort of like Game of Thrones kind of stuff. Like beautiful, beautiful stuff. But yeah, so Kotor, I went there in about June, which was the perfect time to go. It wasn't too hot, wasn't cold at all. It was sunny every day, and you could still get out and do stuff without sweating profusely. Except there's lots of hikes because it's such a rugged terrain. I mean, there's almost no evading the profuse sweating if you go in between June and September, but that's about traveling. You just embrace it, you know. Drink some water, pack some electrolytes, you're good to go. I stayed in a hostel there. The hostel was called Youth Hostel for You, and it was a good time. It's a good time. I highly recommend it if you like to have fun. I was there by myself, and it was super easy to find friends. It's pretty much like I'd say a party hostel. The demographics, sort of 18 to 30-ish, people from all over the world. They have drinking games every night and barbecues. It's right on the bay of Kotor. You can grab their stand-up paddle boards and kayaks and just go straight out into the water. You wake up, look out the window of this hostel. It's nothing fancy, like it's still bunk beds and that, but you open the window and you can see these beautiful cruise ships cruising past, and in the background just mountains. It's one way to lessen your hangover. And they have pub crawls and things like that. You can go on if it tickles your pickle. But a couple of things that I got up to there. One of them was I got a booked through the hostel, did a day trip on a boat, and you go around the Bay of Kotor, and some of the stops you stop at these like sick caves in the mountain, and you can go swim around it. There's another stop where these dug into the mountain are these old concrete tunnels that are sort of man-made caves, and they used to hide the submarines and boats in there. The Yugoslavian Navy did when the enemy would fly over looking for them in their planes. So that's quite interesting. There's some history for your history buffs, and that's about as deep as we're getting. But another stop was called the Our Lady of the Rosary Rock. And it's a beautiful little church right on the, like in the middle of the bay. Like, and the story goes that these sailors were cruising past it, and they found an image of Madonna and the child. I'm not sure what even that looks like, but they saw it on a rock in the 1400s, and they started chucking stones on the exact spot every time they came back after a voyage. And over time, over years and years, an artificial island was created, and the legend lived on. But now they've done it up. It's like got massive rocks all paved, and it's got a little church, and sometimes the ballers go and get married on there, because it's picturesque stuff for sure. That was quite mean. Another good part of that little trip was the driver was an absolute legend. He worked at the hostel. I'm not sure if they owned a boat or they just hired it, but on board he had a like amazing sound system and these maracas and a tambourine. So I was on the boat with this Kazakhstani girl, a Brazilian dude who was flamboyantly fabulous, and this Jack Russian dude who couldn't speak a lick of English but loved going on the maracas. And as soon as the sun came out, the Brazilian had his speedos on, dancing on the front of the boat. It was good times. It was a good time. Another awesome thing to do in Kotor, in the Bay of Kotor, is hiking up to the fortress. So me and a couple of guys from the hostel met a couple of roosters early on, and we got some beers from the supermarket. It's pretty cheap in Montenegro in comparison to the rest of Europe. So yeah, especially alcohol. So we hiked up to the fortress, and it's called St. John's Fortress, and it overlooks the Bay of Kotor, and it's one of the, to this day, one of the most beautiful places I've been for sunset. You can just watch the sun come down over the bay, and then behind these massive mountain faces, and it just, the sky glows, and you can, yeah, I mean, it's absolutely grammable if that's what you're after. Went up there with this like pretty fit little fiddle Welsh guy who was pretty good at climbing mountains, and he set the pace, and it was pretty exhausting stuff. Went past couple of wild goats and wild horses up there. Yeah, it's pretty good fun. Pretty good fun. But I was a sweaty mess after that. So the beer up there was well deserved. I highly recommend you take beers or wines, maybe some cheese. Yeah, enjoy it, because it takes about 30 to 45 minutes to walk up, so you want to spend a bit of time up there. Another day in Kotor, I went on a Montenegro full day trip with some organized again through the hostel, and this was another stunning day. Luckily, it was perfect weather every single day, so we spent like the first part of it, because you're at the bay. Montenegro is just, the country in general is just mountains, hills, mountains. Pretty tough place to invade, I can imagine. I'm sure a few emperors and kings back in the day just didn't even bother. But I mean, worth it. So yeah, we spent the day cruising. We went to, the first stop was Mount Lovchin. Sorry if I'm not pronouncing that right, but that's what I'm going to call it. So it's Montenegro's second highest peak, and you can see from the top of the mountain. You get driven up most of the way, you just have to walk a little bit, but it's no biggie. You can see 70% of the country, of the whole of Montenegro. It's not a massive country, and there's a mausoleum on top where the tomb of one of the rulers in the 17th century is. I was going to try and pronounce it, but I mean, it could sound pretty disrespectful. Petrovich was his last name. First name starts with R. That's all you're getting. That is all you're getting. But you can get some pretty picturesque photos and videos from up top of this mountain. I highly recommend it. I got some pretty cringe photos for sure. Jumping up in the air, like doing some weird pose, looking like I'm flying. But that's not copyrighted either. You feel free to take that creative direction, if you will. The next stop after that was a walking tour of the town Shenzhen. Oh, another tongue twister. And it is another picturesque town with a few Orthodox churches in there. And the pretty cool part of it, there was this massive, like, sand and cement made 3D map of the whole of Montenegro that one of the kings back in the day would use to, like, strategically defend the country when under siege. Didn't just read that off Wikipedia, so don't even ask me that. But yeah, that's pretty interesting if you're into that. We stopped for lunch right on the river. The river was the Krneshkovich River. And absolutely stunning again. This country just is just full of natural beauty. I was in awe pretty much the whole time. So we had a feed. Montenegrin food is pretty similar to a lot of food around that part of the world. So a lot of meat, barbecued, cured meat. They love their cured meat and cheeses and sauerkraut and things like that. All good stuff, and beer, obviously. So yeah, we went for a boat cruise along the Krnovich River, and you go along this, again, this river just winds around these beautiful massive rock faces, and on either side of the clear river is these green moss fields. It's stunning. It's like Jurassic Park with no dinosaur, I hope. But there was actually a slithery little snake that somehow slithered on board our boat, which gave the girls a bit of a fright. luckily I was going for a little doggy paddle out the back of the boat. I didn't see it, otherwise I probably would have got even more of a fright. So after that, we made our way back to Katoa, and we stopped in the town called Budva. It's another beautiful beachside, like, resort town, 30 minutes away from the Bay of Katoa, and got some photos of sundown there. But it's, yeah, probably one of my favorite countries to date, Montenegro. Absolutely beautiful. The nightlife is good. Budva has some clubs, some outdoor clubs, which go pretty hard. And in Kator, in the old town, in the walls, there's a few pubs. There's a pub crawl every night. But because people still live in this old town, there's a curfew of midnight. So yeah, sort of have to call it a night relatively early. But what most people do is, because the curfew, they either get their own drinks earlier or head down to the beach, and everyone just hangs by the water. A few people go skinny dipping, a few little summer loving fling romances go on, apparently, allegedly. But yeah, if you're ever considering a place or a Euro trip visit, or maybe you're living in London and you want somewhere to go next, highly recommend Montenegro. Yeah. Cheers for listening, guys, if you managed to bear through that first 16 minutes. Tune back in next time. Tell your mates. Maybe. See ya. Wait, let's get a bit of outro music. Might as well, eh? I need a sound guy. I think when this starts popping off, I want to invest in a sound guy. But for now, we've just got me on my piece of shit laptop. There it was. I hope that was worth the wait. See ya.